for you. We're just going to be talking about a particular subject, and we may continue on this for one or two sessions. But the subject is learning to trust God. And I'm saying learning because that's ongoing. We don't get everything all at one time or even overnight or even a period of years. But this is a constant daily thing, learning to trust God. And the Lord knows in this day and time in which we live with so much going on, so much sickness, so much turmoil in the land and everything among the government officials and so forth, and things that affect our lives directly affect us. But we have to learn how to trust God, learn to trust Him. So I want to just do a little beginning. I want to lay a little foundation here. One thing, we have to know who we are in Christ. We know He loves us, and we know He cares for us, but we really need to know what His Word says about us and how God views us. So Ephesians, the first chapter and the 11th verse, and that says, "In whom we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will, that we should be the praise of His glory, who first trusted in Christ." Amen. See, we are God's chosen people, whom God had planned even beforehand and before the foundations of the world. He strategically planned and directs us in the paths of righteousness to bring Him glory and honor. Praise God. In other words, we were created to be God's heritage or portion. And think about it at Christmas time. At Christmas time, as our children, you know, tear off the paper off their gifts, and they're so excited, and they just jump up with just so much joy, and their faces light up, and they say, "Oh, I got just what I wanted," and they look with so much expectation and joy. And then as we as parents, we pay attention, we share in that excitement. And we know that we played a vital part in their fulfilling their joy, in their excitement. We pre-planned it, and we knew they were going to be excited about it. And so likewise, because of what Jesus Christ has done for you and I, we have become gifts to God, the scripture says. We have become gifts to God that God delights in. He takes great joy and great pleasure in us. For as we are part of His sovereign plan, and we were chosen from the beginning to be His. Isn't that blessed? Hallelujah. I'm excited about that right there. Thank God He acknowledge that we are His. We are His inheritance. He takes great pleasure in His inheritance and finds joy in us. Think about it. We're not a cheap gift to God, but Jesus paid the ultimate price for our salvation. So in other words, our salvation didn't come cheap. Jesus paid the price with His life and shed blood on Calvary, and we look at how He washed our sins away, and we know that by His stripes on His back, it's for our healing. By His stripes, we are healed. What a price to pay. Hallelujah. And then when Jesus had given His very life for you and I, then He presented us to the Father, and we are that inheritance. Praise God. Hallelujah. The scripture says that we are heirs of God, and we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Now, we think about it even in the natural, when you are heir to something, that means you have great expectations that you are part of something that truly pays off wealthy. Hallelujah. And when we're in Christ and Christ is in us, may I remind you that we are in a wealthy place. Hallelujah. Because of the price that Jesus paid for you and I. So, therefore, as heirs and heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ, that's powerful. That means we have a future. Glory to God. And we don't have to despair as if we don't have hope. In other words, don't allow the devil to speak to your mind and tell you that your life isn't worth much. It's not worth much to you. It's not worth much to anyone else. But the enemy is a liar. He comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But God came that we might have life, and we have this abundant life. You and I have to remember that you and I are a special gift in God's eyes. We are a precious present that brings him great joy. That's what the scripture is saying, that we should be the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ. Even in 1 Peter 2 and 9, it says that, but ye are a chosen generation. Remember, I told you that in whom we have obtained inheritance, being predestinated according to God's purpose, and then he works it out according to the counsel of his will. So we are this chosen generation, the scripture says, a royal priesthood, my God, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that we should show forth the praises of him who hath called us. That's 1 Peter 2 and 9, a chosen generation. That's what God thinks of us. That's what God thinks of us as his own inheritance. Amen. A royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, meaning you're not like everybody else, not like the world, but we are patterning our lives after Christ. Praise God that that's why we're on this line tonight. That's why we study the Word of God, so we can learn how to live according to his Word. So we learn how to live to bring God glory, that he gets the praise and he gets all the honor out of our lives. Praise God. And as a result of being in Christ, we have also obtained an inheritance in this earthen vessels. Right now, we have an inheritance because of Jesus Christ, not only in the life to come, but we are a special people even right now. We are God's inheritance. 2 Corinthians 4 and 7 says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, right in our bodies, in our earthen body, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. So within our own dwellings, within our own bodies, the scripture calls us, we have this treasure in this earthen vessel, that the excellency, the power of God is working things out according to his will, and not our will, but according to his will, and then God gets the glory. Amen, amen. Praise God. See, while it may not appear that we possess these treasures in these earthly, weakly bodies, sometimes the body is sick, sometimes the body is aching, sometimes the body just doesn't look like it's ever going to make it, looks like it's just no hope for us, seems like sometimes that nothing goes right in your life. Well, how can I have been an inheritance? How can I be this treasure to God? But if God's word says so, if God says that you are a peculiar people, if God's word says that you are a royal priesthood, if God's word says that we are a special gift to him, then people of God know that we are what God says we are. Hallelujah. And we can be what God God says in his word. We can do what God says that we can do. And not only that, we can have such an inheritance right now because God's word says we can have it. Hallelujah. Give God the praise and glory on that one. Hallelujah. That is just so blessed. Hallelujah. See, but if the word says that we possess this treasure in these earthly bodies. Because, see, it's his power, not our power. It's not of us, but it's God's power that dwells in us. Power to do what? Power to spread the word. Power to spread the good news of Jesus Christ. Power to live a holy life as a holy nation. Power to stand up and know that I can make it. Power to say that I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Power to walk in healing, in complete healing. Power to walk in the promises of God. That's the kind of power that we possess in these earthly vessels. We're talking about learning to trust God. See, when you know who you are in God, when you know his word, my God, even though things could be falling down all around you, but when you know the word of God, you know the promises of God, you know that we can make it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm excited about that. See, this thing is not about feelings. It's not about, because one day you can get up and you feel like, oh, you're on top of the world. Another day, your body could be aching and pain. You feel like you don't have a friend in the world. It's like you, like God is so far from you. You try to pray. It looks like your prayer hit the ceiling and come back down. Might I remind you, this is a learning way. This is a process. And we learn that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, then we can do it. Amen. Hallelujah. So we carry around the power of God's word in these earthen vessels. We carry around the sword of the Spirit. We got to know the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Hallelujah. We're going to need that word to be able to stand. God himself watches over his word to perform it. See, God's word accomplishes that which it set out there to do. Remember, it does. He sends his word based on the counsel of his own will, working into his own purpose. Hallelujah. We are called according to the purpose of God. And since he calls us, God certainly knows how to work out every problem, work out every situation. Amen. Glory to God. We can be whom God says that we can be. See, God has a very special purpose for each one of us to carry out his will according to his counsel of his word. And we're learning each and every day to trust God. Even when it seems that everything is going wrong in your life, it seems like your world seems to be falling down, is doing like a downward spiral, God's word still stand. God's word don't depend upon our conditions. His word is already settled in heaven. God's word is right. Hallelujah. And everything God does according to his word is right. So therefore, we can trust fully in him. Glory to God. That is just awesome. So you, no matter what the conditions are in your life, I mean, you may have just received a layoff notice. And you don't know how you're going to make ends meet. And the enemy will say to you sometimes, well, you pay your tithes, you pay your offering, but look, you look like you're not going far enough. And then your car breaks down or some unforeseen debt can even occur. But that's okay. All that may be true. And you might be praying a long time, God, I need healing. Lord, I need deliverance. God, help me. But we have to stand on the word of God and know that God is not a God that should lie, and he will do all that he said that he will do. It will come to pass. Praise God. Even if you receive a bad report from the doctor, even if it seems like your children are just going haywire, let me tell you, we can stand on the promises of God. That's when you're learning to trust God, that's when you got to stand. And the Bible says, after you've done all to stand, keep on standing on the promises of God, because God watches over his own word, hallelujah, to perform it. Not only that, you know that God is not slack concerning his promises. If he said it, he's going to do it. He spoke it, it will come to pass. So right now is the time to stand firm on the word of the Lord and trust God. Learning to put all of our trust in God. Sometimes it doesn't happen overnight. And I want to say that learning to trust God no matter what, sometimes in the midst of adversities, is not always easy. I'm going to be real with you. And we all are tried. We all go through. My God, and sometimes before you get out one thing, there's something else. And say, God, I trust you. But God, you might have to say through tears, God, I trust you. Lord, where are you? Lord, I know what your word says. Because he says, put me in remembrance of my word. And you might have to trust him through aches and pain, but just know that God will perform his word. Hallelujah. We have to understand, the Bible says, according to Romans 8:28, says, but the just shall live by faith. Hallelujah. And we live by faith and not by sight. We are the just of God. Hallelujah. Don't forget the power that he's given us that we'll be able to stand. Power to stand on the word of God. Amen. And we remember that the scripture says, and we know that all things work together for the good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose, not our purpose, according to his purpose. Praise God. I just wanted to lay a little foundation, just beginning to talk about learning to trust God. If you never went through anything, if everything was all just peaches and ice cream, and it just looked like it just everything is perfect, you say, well, I trust God. It's easy to say I trust God then. But let me say this to you all, and it's to me as well. No matter how things are, whether they're going well or not going so well, no matter what you are, your condition is, no matter if you have a pocket full of money and plenty of food, everything is well, got a job, everything is going well. Guess what? We still have to learn to trust God. Trust him that he will give us a good wisdom. Trust him that he'll wake us up every day. Trust him that he gives us strength to be able to put one foot in front of the other. No matter what, we have to ultimately trust God. So let me just give you just a few points on steps toward learning how to trust God. Number one, develop a personal relationship with God. This is personal. This is between you and God. Number two, study the word of God. Hide his word in your heart. Like David said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. In other words, your answer is in God's word. Whatever you need is in the word of God. Talk to God on a regular basis. Pour out your heart to him. I don't care if you have to be on your knees, if you have to cry, if you have to get God's attention. Don't hold back anything. Just let go and let God. Call on the name of the Lord. While you're calling him, there are sometimes God will answer. He'll answer and say, here I am. And if you have to wait on the Lord, then wait on God. Wait on the Lord, the scripture says, and be of good courage. You have to encourage yourself sometimes. Pat yourself on the back. Say, self, you are a royal priesthood. And we are a called out nation. We are a holy people, a peculiar people. We are the inheritance of God. Hallelujah. And by faith, see yourself walking in the victory, set free and delivered, that your prayers are answered. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage. God will answer prayer. So that's learning to trust in God. As I say, this is just the beginning of this session, but I have to lay the foundation just knowing who God is and who we are in him. Praise God. So I trust that you've been blessed of that word. learning to trust in God. And at this time, I'm going to ask that Pastor Bolden, he's going to come on the line. He's going to pray for the people that are on our prayer list. He'll pray for all of you that's on this prayer line tonight, including the ones that I named initially, that we are going to agree together. We are going to call on the name of the Lord together, because there's power in unity, there's power in prayer, and we are going to believe God. That's part of learning to trust God. So at this time, it will be Pastor Ollie Bolden.
Let us pray. Father, we just honor you, and we thank you for all that you are doing and all that you're going to do, Father. Father, we come into the throne room of grace tonight because you told us that we can ask anything in your name, and you would do it, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. So, Father, we thank you that you allow us to enter to the throne room of grace tonight. And we thank you for the word of God that Lady B had preached tonight, learning to trust you. And, God, we are learning to trust you. And, Father, that there's people on the line that are going through, the people that have problems in their homes, people that have problems in their bodies. God, bodies aching in pain. God, problems on the job, don't know how they're going to make ends meet. But, Father, we thank you because you told us that we can ask anything in your name, and you will do it, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. So, Lord, we just thank you tonight. We thank you for all that you are doing. Thank you for all that you're going to do. Before we started asking you for something, we just wanted to take the time just to say thank you for being God. Thank you for making a way. Thank you for opening doors. Thank you for our health and our strength. Thank you for our right mind. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for making ways out of no way. Open doors that no man can shut. Thank you for being our Savior, our Lord, and our Master. We thank you, Lord. We thank you that you're so good to us. You're so kind to us. The Bible declares that the whole earth is full of the goodness of God. So, God, we thank you for that. We honor you tonight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for dying on the cross for us. Thank you for suffering for us, being resurrected from the dead, ascending into the heaven, and sitting down on the right hand of God our Father, interceding for us. So we thank you for that in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we just ask you that you will touch every person that on our prayer list, God, every person that is going through. We ask you to touch Mother Booker, Lord, tonight, Mother Florine Booker, God. We ask you to touch her right now. God, we ask you to bring complete healing to her body right now in the name of Jesus. Will, Lord God, stretch forth your mighty hands and touch her right now. We pray for Brother George Bolin, Lord. We pray that you will just strengthen him, touch him, God. God, whatever the situation, whatever the problem is, God, he just went through surgery yesterday, Father. We ask you to give him rapidly healing in his body in the name of Jesus. I know the doctor can do all that they can do, but you are the one that heal. Hallelujah. You said the prayer of faith shall save the sick, but the Lord shall raise them up. Oh, God, we pray for people on this line tonight, God, those that are going through, those that have sickness in their bodies, those don't know how they're going to make ends meet. Oh, Lord God, stretch forth your hand right now. Meet the needs, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you that you have allow us to come to you tonight, God. Father, we pray for Mother Doris Bolin tonight, that you will touch her body, that you will strengthen her in the name of Jesus. We pray for the Johnson family, God. Oh, God, just have your way, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, there are people that are going through a whole lot of stuff. They don't know how they're going to come out, God. Ah, my God, but you are right there with them. We don't have to send you nowhere because you're already there. Hallelujah. All we ask you to do is just lay your hands on them. And, God, that you bring deliverance to them in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for this Dream Team prayer line. God, we pray that you continue to bless bless Lady B, God, as she bring forth the word of God. God, we ask you to anoint her the more, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, oh, everyone that call in every week, God, God, we ask you to be, Lord, their faithfulness. Bless them for their faithfulness. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Some people feel alone. They feel like nobody cares. But God, stretch forth your hand. Let them know, God, that you care about them, Lord. Have your way, God. There are issues in people's lives, God, and they feel that nobody cares about it. But if it concerns them, you are concerned about it, God. Have thy own way, Lord. Minister to your people, Lord. Stretch forth your mighty hand tonight. Have your way, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we cause the people of God to be blessed tonight, God. We speak blessing upon them tonight in the name of Jesus. As a man of God, you told me I could do it. As a child of God, you told we could do it. God, we speak blessing into their lives. Not cursing, but blessings, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless them when they go out. Bless them when they come in. Bless them when they sit down. Bless them when they get up, in the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way tonight. Have your way, God. Those that are down in spirit, lift them up tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Bring joy back into their life like they have never had before. Give them joy like a river. The joy that I have, the world can't take it away. They didn't give it to me, and they can't take it away. Have your way tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you all of the glory. We give you all of the praises, God. We ask you to continue to bless Malik, God. We ask you to continue to heal his body, God. We stand in the gate for him. We stand on the word of God. We stand on the promises of God. And God, regardless of what the doctor say or what anybody else say, we know what you said. Whose report shall we believe? We are going to believe the report of the Lord. Hallelujah. We ask you to touch Nikki and Mike, God. Help them to hold on. Hold out, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, have your way tonight, God. Have your way tonight. We ask you to bless Deacon Robert Cooper and Sister Cooper, Lord. Touch them tonight, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we ask you to touch Mr. Pear and Mrs. Pear. God, stretch your hand and touch their bodies and heal them in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we call upon you tonight. Touch Rocky and Terry, Lord, and all of the people, God. Every person on our prayer list, we pray for them in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you continue to take Curtis and all of the young men that drive the truck over the highway. We ask you to continue to bring them home safe, God. God, we give you glory. We give you honor. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, for taking us to our destination that's bringing us back safe every time. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise, God. You're such a good God. Hallelujah. You said the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise them up. Lord, lift up people. Raise them up tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah. We praise you tonight. Oh, somebody out there ought to praise him tonight. Somebody ought to give him the glory tonight. Hallelujah. Give him praise. Give him glory. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. I said he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to praise him tonight. Somebody ought to praise him tonight. Don't wait on nobody else. You praise him. My God. Hallelujah. You got to press your way for the victory. You have to press your way for your blessing. Don't wait on nobody else to praise him. Praise him yourself. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God's been mighty good to us. We worship you tonight. We glorify you tonight. We honor you tonight. We thank you for the victory. Thank you for the answer, because we acted by faith. Thank you for it. In Jesus Christ's name, we give you glory tonight. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. God, we give you all of the praise. In Jesus Christ's name, amen and amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise, God. You are worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. My God, my God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The enemy don't want you to praise him. I know the enemy don't want you to praise him, but praise him anyway. Praise him anyway. Praise him. Get your breakthrough. Get your breakthrough. Get your breakthrough. Don't let the enemy stop you. Get your breakthrough. Hallelujah. Get your breakthrough. Hallelujah.
Glory
to God.
Thank you, Jesus. We bless you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God.
Glory, 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 glory.
We bless your name, God.
Hallelujah.
We believe you for the answer. And we thank you for the answer. We're standing on your promises. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God. Hallelujah. Praise God. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. What a blessed opportunity that we can touch the throne room of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. We certainly want to thank Pastor Boland for that powerful, anointed prayer tonight. And see, that's the kind of prayer we need that was going to help us to go through. Glory to God, and we can be able to touch God. Hallelujah. And we thank God. And when we get through a prayer like this, you can make it. No matter what you're going through, we can make it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank God for his word. I thank God for his promises. And I thank God for every one of you that are on this line tonight. And I will continue to pray for your strength, and continue to pray the blessings of the Lord. As Pastor said, we speak the blessings of the Lord upon you, that you'll be able to go forth in the power of God. Amen. So I thank you for being on the line tonight, and just know that we continue to look to the hills which come at our help. All of your help will come from the Lord. So I just pray that you continue to be blessed, and we love you, but God loves you even more. Be blessed. And hopefully if God say the same, we'll come back again on next Wednesday night at 7:30. May I ask again, invite someone. You bring a guest on the line with you. If you have been blessed, then allow someone else. See, to make it your business that someone else, invite them to come, that they can hear that word as well as you. But God bless you for your faithfulness, and continue to look up to the Lord. May God bless you, and I say good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. Good night. Thank you, Jesus.